The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield on 702. 702.
It's Fed Day, by the way, and we'll catch up with Chris Stewart, our market commentator this evening, all about that. A particularly important and interesting day, and it's far more important as to whether or not, I suppose, the Fed raises rates by 50 basis points. It's about the signal the Fed sends about inflation and whether markets believe the actions they are taking to bring inflation back under control will be good enough. It's being billed as an aggressive step toward combating the highest inflation rate in 40 years. And so that is a big factor that is going to drive sentiment on markets over the next couple of days. We'll talk in a moment to Ed Stoddard about mine workers' salary demands. But did you see that Sanlam is teaming up with that German insurer Allianz to create the largest non-banking financial services entity in Africa? The joint venture will last for at least 10 years. Just have a listen here to the Sanlam CEO, Paul Hanratty.
This joint venture sees us putting our two portfolios together to create the strongest and most extensive network of non-bank financial services across the continent. By combining Sanlam's expertise as Africa's leading insurer with Allianz's status as the world's leading insurer, we're going to be able to bring the very best of product, service, and financial strength and expertise to the African continent and to reach people who've previously been denied access to financial services.
That's the chief executive at Sanlam, Paul Hanratty. Professor Adrian Saville is the investment specialist at Genera Capital. And these deals seldom work out in the way that their designers intend, Adrian. Is this one going to be any different, I wonder?
Bruce, you have to hope that you have not put a commentator's curse on the transaction. That's one of the first thoughts that goes through my head in looking at this. Is on paper it looks absolutely fantastic. You've got a SA giant partnering with a global behemoth, and I mean that in a complimentary way. And in many of the markets where they are active in a Pan-African context, in instances, they sit second or third, and this will, the collective will leapfrog them over the likes of AXA and Suno in Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire. So if they get this right, you will have a leader across the better part of 30 African markets.
Because Sanlam has been very, very focused, of course, on the Saham deal, which is given this African footprint. It's a Moroccan-based business. It's got most of it, I think. And they're creating this new entity, and Sanlam is going to get 60% of the new business, and Allianz, the global giant, just 40%. So Sanlam has got the African expertise that Allianz is hoping to trade off.
Well, they're working in different markets, and they take on positions or different relative positions in these markets, and also in the different sectors, the different types of insurance. So it's a function of geography. It's a function of the insurance lines. But put these together effectively, and you've got by far the regional leader. And in pointing to the Saham transaction or partnership, I think that that's been an example. And in many instances of South African businesses trying to internationalize, a somewhat rarer, very positive example. There are many South African businesses that have taken their domestic stature and try to project it into international markets with not the success that it looks like on paper at the time of launch. So, the Saham transaction is at odds with that very often bad experience of South African businesses trying to internationalize either as consolidators or local optimizers. One aspect that I think we need to be particularly sensitive to is that, Africa is not a place. And to talk of the African market as if it were a single place, here we're talking about Francophone Africa, Anglophone Africa, massive markets, Nigeria, alongside smaller, you know, champion markets like Cote d'Ivoire or Senegal.
Absolutely. It's an enormous, enormous prospect, which, if it works, is magnificent. If not, it's going to be a mess. What they've got here is all of Sanlam's businesses outside of South Africa. So, and this is important. I don't know if you can cushion South Africa, the sort of mothership of Sanlam, against risk in this particular case. But certainly South Africa will be excluded from the joint venture agreement. Namibia is going to be added at a later stage. And then Allianz will have the option to increase its shareholding at that point. And I would assume with its German connections, Allianz is probably fairly significant in Namibia.
And, you know, that in part is, you know, I guess stands behind my point about recognizing the complexity or the difference, the differences and differentness across African markets. One of the great ways of thinking about this is what Pankaj Gemawat refers to as the CAGE framework: culture, administration, geography, and economics, CAGE. And of these different components that make a case for a company going to a particular market, culture, again and again, is the standout feature. And it would make in Allianz a very strong candidate for the Namibian market with their German history and administrative background. It's the same reason that, you know, South African businesses direct themselves in the first breath to Anglophone markets because of the shared culture and administrative history. So there's, you know, there's some aspects that make for, you know, very, I don't want to say self-evident, I think that's unflattering, but, you know, just make for, you know, good reading. That makes good sense to me. But there are other aspects that I think are going to be real challenges. There are very few mergers or partnerships that go ahead without challenges. The Corporate Action History Board is littered with examples of failed ideas. And the challenge is first to get it right. And where it isn't working, it's going to take Paul Hanratty's attention and the time of his leadership.
It's huge. Thank you, Professor Adrian Saville, investment specialist at Genera Capital.